Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Prepare for an argument. Because you can bet on everything nowadays.
Yeah, sure.
In fact, there are places you can have prop bets this evening with the NFL draft.
Oh, yeah, right.
Well, like, you know, where players are going to go, what teams are going to trade, blah,
how
blah,
many
blah,
fedoras
blah.
You're going to see.
Well, you're making a joke. That is probably a more logical prop bet than what we're about to tell you. The NFL draft is tonight.
Come on.
I'm going to be hanging out at the Bill Gray's Tap Room in Chi Lai from 7 to 9, 12 wings for $12.
Wow.
$3 Jenny Light Pints. They're going to have prizes to give away at the Bill Gray's Tap Room in Chi Lai. We'll see you tonight. Bill Gray's Tap Room in Chi Lai from 7 to 9. And it's exciting. We have no idea what the Bills are going to do. We've talked about this at length.
Yeah.
And if you want to make it more exciting, you can find places to place prop bets.
Okay.
For example, what player will be drafted at what position?
Makes sense.
What team is taking what specific player?
Exciting.
And then it starts to get a little more crazy.
All right, like what?
So I'm looking at a prop bet tonight because we talked yesterday about how there are some players that will be at the draft, right? In that little suite area. And there are some players who choose to stay home and they set up like cameras and stuff.
Yeah,
in
on
their
family couch.
Yep.
You got it. Over under. One cat on national television tonight.
A cat.
That is a legitimate prop bet you can make.
Not it a
is,
dog, a cat.
Well, they have cats and dogs.
So okay, but cat.
Under one cat is minus 200. Over one cat is plus 150. Over under one cat.
All right.
What do you think?
I know what I'm taking.
What are you taking?
The under.
Why?
The cat ain't sure. Even if they have a cat, you're not going to see it.
Well, yeah,
that cat's not making an appearance.
Yeah. You guys are idiots. That cat is showing up. There
no,
will be a
cats
cat.
Are skittish,
there
man.
Will be a, bro, yeah, someone's going to be holding the cat.
Only if they got a little girl. You never see a little boy holding a cat.
Well, okay,
you see a little girl holding a cat. So if there's no daughter or a little sister, ain't holding a cat.
There are boys that have cats.
No, there ain't. Holding a cat.
Huh, let's see. What would you say?
Sitting with kitty cat.
Would you say a grown-ass man that has a cat's a weirdo?
It's yeah.
Hey, raise your hand if you ever had a cat in this room. My hands down. Kimmy's hands down. Wait.
I got stuck with two with a marriage.
You had two cats.
You had two cats. Multiple.
Which makes you a double sissy bitch.
There's breaking news.
Chiffon socks and two cats, which is my favorite Ribs Arkansas song. You guys are insane to think not a single cat is going
to
show up on
well,
the
broadcast. Well, I'm just trying to think of
the last time
I saw a cat.
Because usually it's the family dog. Yeah. Like, if you see a portrait of a family if they have a pet, it's usually the dogs in a picture. You never see a family cat
no,
in
it's
a
not
picture.
A portrait. No. You're saying portrait. But yeah. I would say the cat could just... Saying,
yeah, like wandering around in the
cats
background.
Cats are skittish. Like, they get nervous with cameras and big guys coming in with boxes and stuff.
Big guys?
And big gals, too. There's big gals out there coming in with the audio and the video.
Because usually, to your point, when they go to the homes of the kids, there's usually a ton of people there. I would just think cat gets kind of
under
weeded
the couch.
Out. Okay. Like, dog wants to be in the center of
yes.
everything.
So you guys were both taking,
taking
under
the
one
under.
Cat.
You're taking the
I'm
over.
I'm taking the over. There will be a cat on the broadcast tonight from somebody's house.
Mm.
Now we get to dogs.
Right.
Dogs is even. Minus 120 on both. Over two dogs under two dogs on the broadcast.
Two dogs in one family?
No,
or
two
just
dogs
all
night long.
See two.
Yeah, all right. I guess two all in right. one family would count.
I had to ask.
Over under two dogs. I'm going to start with Kenny. Because you
I'm going to say under
two. Two dogs.
I think you'll see one dog. Uno dog.
Tommy.
Uno doggo.
So it's a Mexican dog.
What's Mexican or Spanish?
I have no
what's
idea.
Mexican
I took
for dog? What's the dumbest show in America?
The dog is dog in Mexico. No, I'm saying El Pujo. El Pujo.
You were saying?
I say dos pujos. I think you could see two dogs.
You're taking
dogs. Yeah, I might throw a little money down on two dogs.
Kimmy, I think over two dogs is the best bet because okay. every offensive lineman that stays home is going to have like his like duck hunting dog sit with him. I was raised with these pooches. They got me tons of geese, and now they're coming to the NFL with me.
I'm still sticking with under.
So you've got under one cat, under two dogs.
Yep.
Tommy is over two dogs, under one cat. I'm going over on both animals.
Okay. Over?
Yeah.
All right.
Will there be a non-dog cat pet?
Which should be what?
We get like a bird, ferret, like a sheep or something.
Sheep?
Well, then you're talking farm
like
folk
a lizard
here.
Or something?
Yeah,
they'd have to be outside. They would have to be in a barn.
Oh, no, the new thing is
a snake. That could be any... I feel like if there is an athlete that has like a weird interest in that kind of stuff, they want to show that off. Yeah. Like,
whose kid is it, McDonald's?
They will absolutely have a snake... wrapped around their arm or something.
I ain't seeing no snake.
No, I think Kimmy's right. I think the most likely non-dog cat pet
it would
is
be
gonna
like
be a snake.
Yeah, it would be a snake.
Also, you laughed at the sheep or the cow thing. Kimmy can back me up on this. There's a new trend on social media of like people who have big homes in the South having like little cows and sheep that they let live in the house like dogs.
Oh. There's a reason not to go south.
You want a dog? I feel like you would love that lifestyle.
Indoor sheep?
Baby goats?
Baby goat is adorable.
Donkey?
But they get big.
You'd love a pet donkey.
Two asses in the house.
That and more tonight.
Thank you. We got Facebook messages coming in. This comes in from Dave. Dave says, Tommy's already lost. The mascot for the Carolina Panthers will be on the stage tonight when the Panthers draft.
That doesn't count. You're talking about at the house that it's a family pet.
Does it count? Does Sir Purr count as a cat?
It has to be a family pet, you said.
It just says over under one cat. It doesn't say what kind of
cat.
Okay,
well, that changes things
Sir
a little
Purr.
Bit.
He is a cat.
Sir Purr.
That's a, come on, that's a good mascot name.
Right.
Sir Purr. No, I'm with you. It's got to be a family pet. All right. Under cat, over cat. Underdog, over dog.
Yeah. All right.
Good.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.